It wasn't just the marijuana leaf that sparked dozens of angry phone calls to local officials. Weston Town Board Chairman Dean Zwelliger says it was the number 420 superimposed over the marijuana leaf. Zwelliger says he first thought the number referred to the state statute for drug possession, but he says he learned instead it was a code commonly used by pot smokers.
You know, I was ignorant. I didn't know what 420 meant. But, you know, within the drug culture, that 420 is, you know, let's go break the law. It was used a lot, I guess, as kind of code word to, you know, let's go smoke some marijuana.
An internet search confirms the pro-pot connotations of 420. The website for the marijuana connoisseur magazine High Times is 420.com. The phrase became popular in the 1970s when pot smokers at a high school in San Rafael, California, began using 420 to refer to the time after school when they would meet to light up. Weston's police chief Dan Vergine says putting that phrase on the billboard sends a subliminal message pushing drug use.
Now, whether Mr. Linehan's intentions were good or not, he's still an officer of the court. And I don't believe that someone with that kind of integrity should be promoting the use of drugs.
Vergine has sent a photo of the billboard to the State Bar Association, but Attorney Gene Linehan says all he was doing is offering to defend people in court. The billboard included Linehan's office phone number and the words, "Use of a controlled substance can restrict your liberties." Linehan says his business increased when the billboards went up, and local drug investigators say people arrested for marijuana possession have mentioned hiring Linehan because of the billboards. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.